You may have noticed that Michael has worked for 55 years on a beautiful Liberian accent. I'm going to encourage you to lean in because every word that he says is worth hearing and understanding. If you can't understand some of what he says, find somebody with an African shirt on. They can probably, they remember. But he's actually got a much better English than most any Liberian I know. And what he's about to share is going to be life. It's going to be truth. So could you all give a good hillside welcome to Reverend Holder as he shares with us.
Firstly, let me give honor to the Almighty God. And I want to give honor to the pastor and the leadership of the Hillside Christian Fellowship for blessing us and identifying with us during the peak of the deadly Ebola virus. When we needed someone, you were there, my friends. The funds that you sent for us, we were able to buy supplies, food, and we were able to minister to the needs of our people. There are times that people only want you to minister to their physical needs. And those was one of the times. So we thank you ever so much. This morning, I've come to say thanks, and also I've come to encourage you. God is calling now for people with radical faith. Brothers and sisters, the world is on fire. God needs you. If there's no one else, a few weeks ago, I walked into your store, Walmart, with my Bible. I didn't care how people felt about it. If a person is brave to wear a suicide jacket and doesn't care how people feel about it, so I don't care how you feel when I carry my Bible in the open. The time has come that the body of Christ must break protocol. This is the word of God. This is the word of life. I agree with you, we are in the computer age, the digital age. You have your Bible on your cell phone. But I think we need to do some the old way. They will see this and know that you are a soldier of the cross. On the 9th of this month, my brother Dave Dyer drove to pick me up. The president of the Advancing Natives Mission drove me from Virginia halfway, and then Dave went to meet me. Something miraculous happened. The president, his wife, and myself sang all the way. So the glory of God was with us in the car. And Dave drove from Pennsylvania all the way, and he was meditating. When the two cars met within a gas station and we disembarked, when we came together, three men, there was another guy in his car who said, I noticed that you guys are men of God. He said, I see that you guys are Christians. We didn't say a word. But because we have been in the presence of God, our appearances sends a signal that these people have been doing business with God. It is not just enough for you being saved, my friends. As you sit here and the pews are empty, there are people out there who just do not know Christ. Sometimes you will meet them and their facial expression will tell you, don't talk to me. But you can pray for them. And they will come. I am telling you, they will come. We need to be radical. Very radical through prayers. If you study about how often the suicide bombers or the terrorists meet just to support their belief, 24/7, they meet in twos, they meet in threes, they meet in tens, discussing and strategizing. Why not we? We can do the same. In our living room, the time has come that we begin to call on Christ. Not only on Sunday morning. Grab the hand of your wife and begin to pray for a miracle. Grab the hand of your son and say, look, let us stand right here and call the power of God to descend. Yes, I know you are good. But being good is not only enough. And that brings me to what I want to speak on over the next 15 minutes. Can God boast of you? My friends, can God boast of you? There's a story in the Bible that we all are familiar with. The story of Job. Job was like you. He was like me. If you read Job 1, Job chapter 1, verse 6, it says, one day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan, the accuser will always be there. Satan, the accuser, came with them. Where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. And Satan answered the Lord, I've been going back and forth across the earth, watching everything that is going on. Then the Lord asked Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth, a man of complete integrity. He fears God, and we have nothing to do with wrong. My friends, can God say that of you today? Can God stand in the midst of thousands and people and say, have you seen my seven X? Have you seen my seven A? She is, or he is, a person who fears me and a person of integrity. Can God boast of you? I believe during the time of Job, there may have been millions of people. But God said, this man is the finest in all the earth. What did Job do that made God to be so proud of him? Was it because he was so eloquent? No. Was it because he had a master's degree? No. Was it because he could speak Greek and Hebrew? No. But then if I will ask Job, Brother Job, what did you do that made the Almighty God the Canadaya? In my dialect, in the Gola dialect, when we say Canadaya, it means God in all of his strength, God in all of his might, God with his full potential. So that one word, Canadaya, it means the all-powerful God. What did he see so much about you, Job, that he could beat his breast and say, look, have you seen my boy? He is my boy. That is my girl. If you turn to chapter 29, you'll see why God was so proud of Job. Job 29. Job described a time when life was favorable with him. When everything went well. When he was highly respected. And those days, according to verse 11 of chapter 29, he was highly respected. He said, all who heard of me praised me, and who saw me spoke well of me, for I helped the poor. God boasted of Job, not because Job was a PhD holder. Simple. He helped the poor. Simple gospel. The gospel being put into practice. Action and not rhetorics. He helped the poor. And then, and their needs, the needs of the orphans who had no one to help them. I helped those who had lost hope. My friends, there are times there is a brother, there is a sister who just needs encouragement. And sometimes we fail to give them encouragement. Instead of giving them encouragement, we discourage them. We gossip about them. We tear them apart. But Job is saying, those who need that encouragement, I give them encouragement. My friends, the time is now that we must pray for one another. If you know a brother or a sister that is going through trial times, the best thing you can do is to pray for him or for him. Don't gossip him. It is easy to gossip. It is easy to slander. God is against that. There is power in prayer. So Job was able to bring them comfort, to bring them hope. And then he said, I cause the widow hearts to sing for joy. And he said, I serve as eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. We are talking about simple gospel, simple seminary, simple Bible school. Something that you can do that will get result is what God is looking for. God is not so much interested into theological arguments. God is interested into fruit bearing. We need to bear fruit. And Job bore fruit. My friends, the New Testament confirms what Job did. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. It reads, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves God is born of God and knows God. So it was love that propelled this man Job to have done what he did. And that is the heartbeat of God. That I love you and you love me. And the love should be love in action. If there's no love, then you do not know God. I'm afraid to tell you that even there are some seminary professors who teach in the Bible, but they do not know God. They are teaching theory and concept, but they need to come into intimacy with the King of Kings. Verse 8 says, but anyone who does not love does not know God. For God is love. God shows us how much he loves us by sending his only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. And this is real love. So if there's any man who demonstrated real love, it was Job. The same love that God demonstrated, Job did it. So God could beat his chest and God could say, this guy has real love. Real love. It is not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Sacrifice means you go beyond your means. I know this church. When you help us in Liberia during the Ebola crisis, you went beyond your means. We realize you didn't help us because you are millionaires. You help us because we are your brothers, and you deprive yourself. It's like you depriving yourself. For kingdom purpose is what you did. You deprive yourself so that your brother can receive the salvation of Jesus Christ. God deprived himself of the comfort of his son for a while and sent him to die for you and for me to take away our sins. The New Testament also confirmed what Job did in James chapter 2. Verses 15 and 16. It says, suppose you see a brother or sister who needs food or clothing, and you say, well, goodbye, and God bless you. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? Oh, yes, we have Christians like that. They talk so good. But to support the work of God, even here, sometimes God will speak to them. I want you to do this, and they will hold back. The president of the Advancing Natives Mission shared with me how God spoke to a couple to invest into their ministry. God said to them, I want you to invest $500,000 into the Advancing Natives Mission because they are reaching missionaries around the world. And they did not hesitate. They went and wrote a check for $500,000. And there are some people there who don't have money, but they have gone to volunteer their times for a year. What is God saying to you? Don't hold back. Sometimes we hold back. And if you hold back, you will not see the exploit of God. What good it is to say, stay warm. Matthew 25, verse 31, that was gave the conclusion. And that will be the final judgment. On that day, it won't be like all those who speak Pele or Gola come this way, all those who went to Harvard, you here. Those from Liberty University come here. He said, no. He will put us in two groups, sheep and goat. He will say, my friend, I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you did not give me water to drink. Depart from me. Simple judgment. There are people around you thirsty. Thirsty for the word of God. Do you know how many persons want to receive the word of God? Just by walking with my Bible openly in Walmart, people walked to me and said to me, brother, I thank you. Boldness. Over 10 persons, senior citizens, were in the majority that told me, we appreciate you. Just by carrying the word of God, I recharged them. I challenged them that this is what we need to be doing. People are hungry. People are thirsty. Are you afraid? The wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, cast off fear. We are soldiers, my friend. The time has come that we fight. And we will win this war in the name of Jesus Christ. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by His Spirit. Come on. Stop being too diplomatic. We need to be rebels. Spiritual terrorists. Where we can slip in. And when you look, people are born again. I was invited to share at Liberty University. And I had almost 200 students or so. And I said in myself, we are going to cause trouble here. And I said to the students, I will greet you this way and this is how you respond. And I said to them, when I say Jesus is holy, then you should respond holy, holy. Can we try it? Jesus is holy.
Holy, holy.
And let me tell you what happened. By the time I went four times, Jesus is holy, holy, holy. Then the student went, holy, 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 holy. It was like the whole place got on fire. And people came to see what was happening in the room. Can we try it? Jesus is holy, holy, holy. Let's go. Holy, 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 holy. God bless you. That's what we need to do to make Jesus famous. He has the final say. As I conclude, let us meet a Job, because he used what he had to advance the kingdom of God. He made the sea to roll. God made the sun to shine. I sing that song as I sit down. You made the sea to roll. You made the sun to shine. You made the trees to wave their branches unto you. Lord, you made the seas to roll. You made the sun to shine. You made the trees to wave their branches unto you. So that is why I love you so. In the whole wide world, there is none compare to you. In the heavens and earth, there is none compare to you. You made the sea to roll. You made the sun to shine. You made the trees to wave their branches unto you. Lord, you made the sea to roll. You made the sun to shine. You made the trees to wave their branches unto you. That is why I love you so.
God bless you.
And so, Father, as I bless this congregation, there is something now that we call in Liberia the Ebola anointing. Let me just explain this to you. Ebola is a virus that is very contagious. If somebody has Ebola, you don't want to get in next to you. Because, it just spreads. And we want for that sort of anointing to be upon us. That when I pass here, everyone catch fire. Like I went in one church, Pastor, and I was told, before I got there, I was told, as you go in this church, you do not speak in tongues. You do not do this, you do not do that. And I went to speak. I do not know how my mouth opened and I was speaking in tongues. And then, when I caught myself, I had to pause to let them know that Jesus has, he introduced himself at three levels. As the way, as the truth, and as the life. There are some who know Jesus as the way. Those who know him as the way do not know him as the truth. So, and those who, and some know him as the truth, but they do not know him as a life. So maybe you still at the way level, so you do not know much about speaking in tongues. So leave me alone. It takes growth. We grow every day. Look at the Apostle Peter and Paul, just their handkerchief. They have reached their life level. Maybe I'm not there, so I cannot criticize them. I have to crave for it and desire it, and then I will grow to that level. Amen? Father, we pray for the Ebola anointing that will be contagious. Father, I declare and decree that before you bring me back here next August, this church is going to be packed with new converts, and there will be no space, no room. It shall be in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I declare and decree that your Holy Spirit will go now and arrest people. The Holy Spirit has the power to arrest people. Visit their homes right now and arrest them. And tell them that this is a wake-up call. They need to seek the face of Jesus Christ. Lord, bring them here. Those that are around this place, we release your fire. Lord, we release your fire in this community. That your fire will arrest people for your kingdom. That they will come and join the body of believers to worship you, to lift your name up high. Lord, we pray for that unction to come upon this church. We pray for that anointing that will make every man, every woman, every boy, every girl to be on fire, to be soul winners. That, Lord, they will be able to go and declare their faith, and that people will follow them and come into this church. We pray for your grace. We pray for renewed strength. We pray for love. We pray that people will see your glory burning like a fire in this church, in this place. Lord, they are light. Let people see that light and come to that light. We pray, oh God, I see this church as a light. And whatsoever has been covering that light, I command it to be removed. And I pray that the light will shine even brighter. The light that is called Hillside Christian Fellowship, I declare and decree that it will shine even brighter and brighter, that Jesus Christ alone will be made famous. Shine, Hillside, shine. Shine in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That those who haven't seen you will see you from far in the air, that they will run to the light. Even I declare that in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, we received that challenge, and I speak on our behalf that we're going to live it and actually do it. Now, we've received spiritual things, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to sow into natural things into our brother. I want to encourage you to dig deep into your heart and give generously now as we take up a love offering for Reverend Holder. Could the ushers just get ready? Let's take it as a regular offering style here. So if you didn't bring your checkbook and you would like to give, you still have a couple of days. Please get it in by tomorrow, actually, so that, because it is Thanksgiving weekend. By